Off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be set up to stream the show. Then, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to MarthaNorwalk.com or go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Then our page will come up, and there's always the pinned post is always telling you what's coming up on the next week's show, and then all the great stories and photos and videos and stuff will let us let you know what's going on. And speaking of what's going on, we are ready to proceed. And lo and behold, David was able to shake up somebody out there in Seattle, but they are so swamped with what's going on. I'm kind of surprised that they're able to talk to us today. I'm assuming, are we, David, have I got Laura or Amanda? You don't know. So we've got the chief cook and bottle washer, founder for Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Laura Cook is with us. Good morning, Laura, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I still hear your voice, so I know you're still alive and well, but my golly, you have been just inundated and buried with just all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's like there's a war going on in Seattle, it seems like.
It really looks like it.
Yeah. And so let's, for people that don't know, and before you tell us what's going on, if you haven't heard, our interviews with Laura before, you know, the wonderful thing about Laura is, I mean, she's an angel in human form, folks. We truly have an angel on the line. Well, you can see, I choke up whenever I think about this. Think about it. Laura and her family were homeless. Okay. Didn't have a pot to pee in, as they say. And But she and her family managed to pull themselves up and out of that situation. But she didn't take her dolls and dishes and go on and live a wonderful life somewhere else. She decided to stay and pay it backwards and forwards and inside out, upside down and backwards, as has made serving the homeless animals of Seattle as her passion. And then we often talk to kind of her right hand, Ada, that would be Amanda. Amanda was also homeless in the same situation, and Laura helped her and she came up, and now she's helping with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. So it is a Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and they help with the homeless dogs that belong to all the homeless people in Seattle, and provide all kinds of great stuff, food and supplements and treats and equipment and leashes. And then they do stuff for the humans and tents and sleeping bags and coats, and they try to keep everybody okay. But in the meantime, my goodness, it takes a toll on you guys. So Laura, how are you and your crew holding up these days?
Well, the last several weeks have been difficult for me. And, you know, we've faced hard times before and haven't buckled. But this one, I just kind of shut down.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, still out there doing the work and making sure that, you know, animals are getting fed and, you know, the people have blankets and tents and the dogs have coats and vet care. But it just sometimes gets a little too rough, and it hurts, you know. You don't.
Well, and you told me when we talked briefly, but you mentioned things like we're getting inundated with camper fires and all that, and we've now got dead people and dead animals. I mean, what's going on down there, Laura?
Yeah, it's been really, really a lot. And, you know, we've had some animals that were very sick. And by the time they either found us, you know, and got into our vet, either the animals had passed or passed, you know, at the vet. Wow. And then we had several RV fires, and we lost two dogs in one RV, and it just can be a lot sometimes to deal with. But it's my reality, it's their reality, but it's it hurts, and the crime out there is that's what.
When
you
were saying there are parts of the city. That, and I had just become aware of this, Laura, before you and I chatted, because of local, probably Como News reporting on what's going on. But I saw a special report yesterday or the day before about that there are a few areas in downtown Seattle that the crime has become so bad that the businesses don't feel safe, and a lot of them are closing down, at least temporarily, until they get it under control. And you said that's really causing a problem. The parts of the city are shut down.
Oh yeah, they're done. I mean, they're boarded up and closed. You have in downtown, you know, the corridor there between, you know, let's say Fifth Avenue and First. You have Target, Walgreens, and the Pike Place Market is open, and that's it.
Wow.
Nothing. Even McDonald's closed.
Wow.
And,
wow.
Yeah, there is nothing open there. It's boarded up, but the sidewalks are full, you know, and you know, they had three shootings within a couple of days down there.
Yeah.
So
All right, so we need help down there, folks. Not only do we need to support Laura, because you need what you don't know, or you may not know about Laura, is that She has, you know, physical health issues of her own, and she shouldn't be working this hard. She really shouldn't be doing any of this stuff. She should be taking care of herself. But to Laura, she serves the animals and the homeless animals, and she's doing this anyway, despite what would be better for her personally. So we really need to help and support that. But also, remember I told you we were doing the love train, that I wanted to send in the love and light to Seattle Log's homeless program and what's going on in Seattle. I think that's really important for all of us to do every day, because things are changing. And I do feel like this is going to all improve. There's a new mayor in town, you know, a new sheriff in town, so to speak. Well, that's kind of going on in Seattle. And I can feel that his heart is in the right place, and that he's putting together a really good program. He's really starting to address this stuff. And I think it's only a matter of time before the improvements start to happen. So let's help it happen with lots of prayers, lots of love, lots of light going to the Seattle proper, downtown Seattle, and to all the areas that Laura has to go into and where all the homeless animals are. Let's just pile on with love and light and see if we can't raise the vibration that will help, you know, the new mayor Harold, you know, do, you know, what needs to be done to get everything under control and the streets cleaned up so these businesses can open up again and things can start functioning better in the city. Because I think the city's got to get their act together and get everything taken care of. And then hopefully that spreads around to the homeless situation will get better.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, it's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of time, you know, for it to, you figure for 2 years, nobody, well, and I say nobody, meaning the government, has reacted, and it's just been completely, in my opinion, ignored. And, you know, they took away the navigation team, which was, you know, a group of Seattle police officers that, you know, went into the homeless encampments and, you know, they took that away. And then it just got rougher and rougher and rougher. Yeah. And now with this new mayor, you know, we are seeing some progress.
Well, I think he's going to bring it back to a better balanced situation. Now, I'm going to jump on my political soapbox here for a minute, not getting into politics per se, but what my opinion on what's happened and going on in Seattle. Well, I think, you know, we're quite a progressive and liberal state here and all of that. And there's a lot of that contingency in Seattle. And I think of that side, the progressive liberal, you know, the farther, you know, left stuff. I think all their hearts are in the right place. I think they're wanting to move us in the right direction and taking care of people and changing the way we do things and all of that kind of stuff. And I think all of their hearts are in the right place. They want to do all of the right things. And we're trying to do that with what they were doing. But I think the lesson that was not learned or wasn't listened to in all of this, when big changes need to happen, like need to happen to move forward with all of this, you can't quit and stop all the stuff that's in place now before you have the new things in place and ready to go. Right. And that's where the failure was. You can't fire all the police and defund them and say, okay, now we'll put that money into building something else to help. Well, if all of that stuff isn't placed to help, you can't shut everything else down. And in my opinion, it's kind of like pretty darn simple. What the heck are you guys thinking? You gotta put the things in place first to cover all the bases that need to be covered. Then you can start peeling away and letting go of stuff. But we went about it and in the exactly the opposite way as we should have. I think that the new mayor is trying to change that. you know, and getting us back on the right track. And we need to fund the police, not defund them. We need to take care of the crime. We need to clean up the streets. We need to do all that stuff. And as we're doing that and get the problems, then we need to start channeling more money into establishing the newer organizations and the help that needs to be in place. So then the old stuff can be let go of. But we have to go through that process. And hopefully that's what we're beginning now. But the other thing that I heard, Laura, and I'm curious to see if you agree with this, is that in the same report that was talking about the smaller businesses all closing up in that area because it wasn't safe, that one another thing that was mentioned in this news coverage was that with COVID and the lockdowns, pretty much nobody's working in all those big buildings down in Seattle. The like maybe there's 20% of the workforce back, but if that, but most of these buildings are empty and there's no, there, nobody's working down there. And that has trickled down and caused a problem because what they were saying in the news report is without all those people coming and going and circulating in the city, there's nobody there to report the crimes, to be on top of stuff, to get to, because there's so many people that, that the criminals would avoid the area. Do you agree, Laura, that if as businesses start opening up and people start coming back to the city and functioning more normally, that that will help with the homeless dog and animal situation?
Well, I think so in, you know, a small way, of course, at first. But, you know, it for as long as I've been around, it usually has been, you know, you get some wayward people, but for the most part, people have a sense of respect. And, you know, it's hard for some people to, you know, it's like you've got someone who's drug addicted, who's, you know, convicted felon and all this stuff. And they'll think, oh, respect. But they do. They have a level of respect for one another and for people that, you know, for the average person who goes to work every day. And they were able to kind of coexist in, let's say, downtown Seattle. Well, for the last, well, a good year now, that hasn't been the case. It's been basically homeless, people that are homeless versus people that are, you know, like gang-related or you know, selling the narcotics or, you know, stealing whatever. Everybody's kind of on against each other. And instead of building each other up or helping somebody out, they, you know, fight against it. And, you know, we just see so much, so much stuff down there. So, and not just there. We see it in, you know, the South and the North End too, but I'm hopeful that things will, you know, begin to open up and people will start to.
Yeah, that's going to improve. So, and keeping that in mind, we really need to support Laura and her group, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, to help them with the work that they're doing, because they provide, you know, all kinds of supplies and they keep the animals fed, they keep them healthy. They've got a vet that helps with veterinary services. Seattle Dogs still has to pay for it, but at least we've got a vet that does do the work. We've got ways to board these dogs or put them in foster if people need to go to rehab or job training and can't take their animals and they can get them back after. And that's a great program. And Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is a 501c3, so everything's deductible. We are going to take care of our advertisers right now. And then when we come back, before we close out this interview, we'll find out from Laura what she most needs the help with now. And how to make a contribution if you'd like to, or how to donate supplies. So we'll find out all of that. The Animal World continues. Stay right where you are, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen with Vertical Energy uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Nimmerwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We did hear from Linda Rasmussen, our wonderful bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes gal. She worked with you privately in her office at the Interspace facility in Seattle or remotely, and she's still offering a free introductory session to anybody that asks. So all you got to do is call her or text her at the number I'm going to give you. Tell her you heard Martha talking about her and you'd like a free session. Number to call is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And of course, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I always do a free telephone evaluation. So if you know anybody that has problems with their dog friends, you can tell them to call Aunt Martha and I'll talk to you for free. Let you know if I can help you and how, all of that good stuff. So give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty then, we are going to finish up with Laura Cook is here. I'm founder of Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And Laura, what's on your need and want list this month? Everything?
Yes, everything. But of course, as always, the vet is number one, because that's where we see, you know, the biggest hike.
In your bills.
Yeah. And so we have quite a bit. You know, we've had a lot of animals that have been helped, and sadly, like I said, many have passed. And so we also have several that are waiting for care and have to be seen this week. So, you know, that's number one.
And I just want to say the veterinary services for Seattle Dog are provided by Greenwood Animal Hospital in Seattle. And but they don't provide them for free. Seattle Dogs has to pay for, you know, the veterinary services that they provide, but at least they provide them. What Laura's saying is that it would be really nice to donate money to help pay off the vet bill. And we have been telling people just call Greenwood Animal Hospital and make a donation. Well, I got to tell you, I've been trying to do that. But veterinarians right now are really stressed and over the top. The profession in general, because of all the COVID restrictions, them being essential workers, low on staff right now. I mean, they're all stressed out. They're cut down hours. It's hard to get in for veterinary services, even if you're just a regular person and an animal these days. So it's hard to keep up. Anyway, I called, to make a donation to Greenwood Animal Hospital for Seattle Dogs, and they're not answering the phone. There's not a link about donations, which, you know, I understand that. But so far, I've not been able to get them to call me back and do that. So I'm thinking it might be better to just mail a check to Greenwood Animal Hospital, specifically noted that it's going to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program Vet Fund. But I'm going to continue to try to reach them, and so that hopefully by next month I'll have a better definitive information as to how to direct, you know, donate directly there. But you can always donate to Seattle Dogs, and you can send the money towards the vet bill. So how do people donate, Laura?
Well, if they go to PayPal.me/206dogs, they will be able to make a PayPal donation there and can set up monthly reoccurring donations as well.
All right, and this is a change because I was not having success, and I could do a one-time donation, but not a monthly one.
Yes.
So you switch things up, and this should solve the problem, right?
Yes, we were we were approved for the PayPal charity program, and so we're able to get donations through our secondary PayPal site, which is the paypal.me/206dogs, and you can set it up there, which is a great, great help.
Okay.
And they could do, you know, there's other pay sites like Venmo and Cash App. If they always go to our Facebook page or Instagram, they can, get links on there for the different sites.
And one other reminder, if I have to order from Amazon, I don't ever go to Amazon.com, folks. Program into however you get there, smile.amazon. You can order. It's nothing changes except that a percentage of the money you spend goes to your chosen charity. So my chosen charity is Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. So every time I go to Amazon, I go to smile.amazon and I just order from that. And then it goes to Seattle Dogs. So you can do that too. It's worth doing it because they get some money from that. So Laura, I so appreciate all the work that you're doing. Please try to take good care of yourself through all of this. And do you still want people to call you if they have supplies like food or equipment or something that want to donate to you?
Yes.
Okay.
And
so
they could also, you know, if they're in the neighborhood, in Georgetown and White Center is a pet store called A Dog's Dream, and they can drop off donations for us there.
And you can also drop off at all the best pet care on Stone Way, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So those are places you can drop off donations, or you can call Laura at 206-519-1697. 206-519-1697. Laura, my prayers will be with you this month, and I'm going to keep working on the donations to the vet and see what I can find out there. You and I will talk, but otherwise, keep up the good work. Bless you. Take care of yourself, you angel, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you so much, Martha. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. God bless, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. I just feel so incredibly grateful for people like Laura. I mean, she truly is an angel in what she's doing. She has like stage 4 liver stuff going on. But does she let that stop her? No. She's out there, which could be killing her, but she's out there helping those homeless dogs. So please, if you can step up with a regular donation, please help. One of the two major donations that I do every month, because I think they need our help the most. So anyway, we are going to leave the world of animal shelter rescue sanctuaries and anything that helps them. And we're going to go and address the human animal now. So next up is the Yogananda Institute of Living Yoga. And representing them today, we've got a new person joining the animal world. And I'm meeting her for the first time as well, you know, because we've been kind of shut down, not going in person. And so this is our chance to meet as well. So please welcome. And I would mess up I can't do the last name. She'll tell us what her last name is. Anyway, well, I want to welcome Vahini. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me. How are you doing, Vahini?
Thank you, Martha.
All right. So tell me, would you please tell everybody what's your last name?
Abruzzese.
Abruzzese. Abruzzese.
Yes, very well.
All right. So I'm welcoming to Animal World, Vahini Abruzzese.
Yes.
Not too bad. All right. Okay. So Vahini.
Yes.
You and I haven't met in person. We're only meeting online here because you are part of my spiritual family, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall out in Bothell. And but I'm not real sure what you do and all of that. So how long have you been part of Ananda?
Maybe 15 years. I moved to Ananda 12 years ago in Ananda Assisi. I don't know if your listener knows that.
Oh, Assisi in Italy.
Community. Yes.
Right. You started with Ananda in Italy at Ananda Assisi?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, how cool.
Yes.
Wow.
So I started there my spiritual journey, and then I married an American. I have a baby and a kid. Of 6 years old, and we moved in America 5 years old. I know, 5 years ago. Yes. And and now I serve here at Washington.
Wow. Washington. Well, that's very cool to know. But that would explain it. I thought, geez, if you've been part of Ananda for 14, 15 years, how come our paths haven't crossed? But well, part of that time you were in Italy. Then you had to get married.
And then I was in California. And then just 1 year and a half ago, I moved here.
Okay. So you moved up here during the pandemic.
Yes.
Okay, well, that explains why we haven't crossed paths then. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Well, how cool is that? Well, sometime, Vahini, we'll meet in person and we can have a hug and all of that.
Yes.
But I'm delighted that you were able to do the interview today, because it's a big day at Ananda, the Blue Lotus Temple, and a special service because...
Yes.
It honors the day that our spiritual teacher and guru Paramahansa Yogananda when he crossed over, and also honoring his guru Swami Sri Yukteswar, and so it's a special service honoring those passings and so forth. Does that kind of describe it? Okay.
Yes, and tomorrow there will be a special meditation as well, because actually the actual day is tomorrow. So if anyone is interested to join the meditation, please go on the website to have details for it.
It's okay, so that would be anandawa.org?
Yes.
And and then there'll be a link for, is the meditation tomorrow evening?
I think so. Yes.
Okay. All right. So anandawa.org, and look for the meditation and you'll be able to stream it on the Ananda website, or usually these events are also on Ananda Seattle and Bothell Facebook page. And that's often where I watch them.
Yes,
In fact, I'm going right after the show is done today. I'm going to go to Ananda Seattle Bothell on Facebook, and I'm going to pull up the service from this morning. You know, I was going to say, can you guess why? But Vahini doesn't know me well enough to know why. The first reason I'd want to do this, and the first reason I want to do this is pull up the video today of the service, is because I want to see what the altar looks like. Ananda has the most fabulous altar decorators that do the flowers, and they do the new altar every Friday. It's when they put it all together.
It was especially sweet. So
really, and because it honors Yogananda and Sri Yukteswar, the altars that are usually done for this Sunday service every year are over the top spectacular. Okay. And I have two of the past pictures from this Sunday on my altar in my home.
Wow.
That remind me of this Sunday. So I can't wait. So is the altar really cool today, Vahini?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful.
Okay. My only disappointment is that I was not able to be there in person and get a photograph of the altar, but sometimes I can pull it off of the video of the service. So I'm going to check that out after the show. So anyway, I think if I'm remembering that you are part of Dr. Morali Venkatro, our yogi doctor these days. You are part of the Ananda Yoga family, Hatha Yoga family, doing the physical body and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you're teaching, and aren't you and Dr. Morali, you're doing something together coming up, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. So I've been a yoga meditation teacher for many, many years, and I have the honor to also share this retreat that we're going to lead with Morali Venkatro. Morali Venkatro, if you don't know him, he's a really great teacher. He walks the talk, and
he certainly
it's really,
does.
Really worth it to come and check it out. It's a yoga retreat, an Ananda yoga retreat on developing intuition. If Ananda yoga is a gentle style of traditional Hatha yoga. And it's on intuition. And Yogananda explained that the main reason why we experience unhappiness, it's because we don't know who we are. Uh-huh. And intuition is the tool to find that out and to really figure out what are our real goals in life and how to achieve them. So it's really like fundamental to the spiritual path. And I'm sure it's going to be a very fun retreat. We're going to do a lot of yoga that is for any level. Meditation, some introspection, some chanting. So, it's just also
okay.
A very nice
now,
way
I have
to
a, I have a quick question for you. Yeah. We have to break and take care of advertisers, so I'm working my way towards that. But what I wanted to know just quickly. Because you started with Ananda at Ananda Assisi in Italy.
Yes.
Were you already doing Hatha yoga, physical body yoga, when you joined Ananda? Or is this something that you got after you were there?
Well, no, I actually was looking for yoga. I started to do, I was doing acting school, and we started to do some yoga there, and I started to meditating because I was very shy for acting. And sometimes I would get the first part, and so I would be like almost a nightmare. So I started to meditate before, theater, doing theater plays. And then I looked for a school, and I found Ananda. And since then, I just...
Excellent. So you were looking for further education related to yoga and all. Well, of course, you found the best place on the planet.
I found
the best. You must be in tune, Vahini.
When
you're being guided.
As we all are. It's just like amazing.
All right. So this is going to be a yoga retreat.
Yes.
And the focus is on developing intuition.
Yeah, connecting with our own intuition, our own inner knowing that knows truth, knows, what is the best for us, for the planet already. And it's not about reasoning. It's something more in the heart. When we can still our heart, still our thoughts, then we can enter in that space where we can listen and be guided and it's very, so anyway. It's just
what I want to tell you, folks.
Important thing we can do. What is it?
Well, what I want to tell you, folks, here before we take care of our advertisers, and we'll continue more talking about this retreat, give you dates and all of that after we come back from that. But I just want to let you know, I've always been a sensitive person. I've always been intuitive, and I've been talking to animals all my life.
Yes.
Well, when I started my spiritual path, which was more than 30 years ago, probably 35 years ago now, well, it wasn't with Ananda, it was another spiritual teacher and all of that. When I started to really wake up, the initial spiritual work I did and learning to meditate and doing all of that stuff, it heightened my intuition and my intuitive abilities, and that kept building. But I'll tell you what? Being part of Ananda and learning the Ananda techniques for meditation, and especially going through the process to get Kriya Yoga, which is like the airplane route back to God, according to Yogananda, and really, you know, really spikes you on your spiritual path. Since doing that, I have to tell you, I am blown away. It's almost daily my intuition grows and gets better and stronger. And it's like almost all the time now, Vahini, I'll get a thought comes in. Someone will cross my path, something that I know is important. And then a few minutes later or a few days later, I need that information to deal with what's going on. It's like I get stuff ahead of time. I know things. And I believe it's all because of the spiritual work that I've done and continue to do with Ananda. So if you're thinking, gosh, you know, I could really be better, clearer, and more intuition, this might be your ticket in the door. So think about that. We're going to take care of advertisers, and then we continue. Vahini will tell us, when is this retreat? How long is it going to last? How do we get in and all of that? And then we'll cover whatever else we can is going on at Ananda before we run out of time. So stay right where you are, everybody. More about the yoga retreat at Ananda with Vahini straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we won't close the door till noon today, and we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Check out Natasha Venner. Speaking of intuition, she is our intuitive personal awareness coach, and you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com. She does private readings over the phone, really reasonably priced, and you can give her a call at 360-770-7486. Remember to check in with Jude Ponton, whispering-dragon.com and the Whispering Dragon Center. She'd love to have you come in for harmonic energy shifting. She is the premier harmonic energy healer in the area, and for acutonics and gentle chiropractics without cracking, that really, really works. And the harmonic energy shifting, she can work with you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center or remotely. Just give her a call, 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. Just give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty. We are in the middle and closing up an interview with Vahini from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we've been talking to you about a yoga retreat coming up with that Vahini will be teaching with our resident PhD yogi doctor, Dr. Morali Venkatro. And you know how we love him here as a guest, and his, I love Indian accents, and the voice is mesmerizing. I feel like when I'm listening to Morali, I'm actually listening to Yogananda. And I just so love the energy. And you're going to get both, you know, Vahini and Dr. Morali for this retreat. Is that correct, Vahini? You're both doing this retreat?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we get the male and female in Indian energy accents and stuff. Ooh, I just love that. You see, you feel like you're in the presence, you know? Yeah. Very nice. So when is this yoga retreat going to be?
It's March 26th. It's starting at 10:30 until 1:30.
March 26th?
26th.
26th, March, and is 26th. That, what, a Saturday, I think?
It's a Saturday. It's a Saturday morning. And then after the retreat.
And what time did you say it was? Saturday morning? What's the time again?
10:30.
Okay.
Until 1:30, and then there will be some snack and, you know, some time together just to chat, like informal. But the retreat is from 10:30 to 1:30.
Okay, and that will be at the Yoga Hall or the Blue Lotus Temple?
I think so. I believe it's at the Yoga Hall. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that is, the Yoga Hall is right next to the Blue Lotus Temple there in Bothell.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that this will be a hybrid event as usual.
Yes.
That
it's online.
You can come in person if you'd like to.
Yes.
And, or you can join online.
Yes, and you know, masks will be optional, as you probably
know. I was just going to ask you, do you know, because I know Ananda's been following the, you know, guidelines as to, to what they're supposed to do, and so masks have been required.
Yeah.
I would have preferred the restrictions to be stronger myself, which is why I'm Zooming and not coming in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have liked vaccines to be required myself if were up to me, but I'm not in charge. So I'm stay home and Zoom. But you still have the option here of coming in person or Zooming or streaming, whatever, however it's available online.
Yeah.
But I think that though the mask requirements are dropping, I think as of the 13th of this month. So by the 26th, they'll be done. So at this point, it looks like you're going to drop the mask requirement, but just say that it's optional. If you want to mask, you can, but if you don't, you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. Of course. Yes.
All right. And then you said that this retreat from 10:30 to 1:30 on Saturday, the 26th, that it's designed for any level of yogi.
Yes,
you can be a
level,
beginner and
level.
Not know anything, or you can be quite advanced.
Yeah. Even if
so, it doesn't matter where your experience is, you can join this retreat and it will be good for you.
Yes.
Cool. How much does it cost? Do we know?
I think it's $35.
No, that's very reasonable.
Yeah.
Is it necessary to sign up ahead of time, or are drop-ins allowed in person on the day? Or do
well,
we know?
It's very helpful if people sign up ahead, especially for matter of space, so we know how many people we will have in
sure.
person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's the best way to do that? Is that through the website?
Yes. They can go either on our Facebook page and find the flyer and click on it, or they can go on the website, anandawashington.org, and then
okay.
they will
so
find
it. So Ananda Washington or anandawa.org,
yes.
and you can register for events there. You
mm-hmm,
can
exactly.
go to, I didn't know this, you can go to Facebook, which is Ananda Seattle and Bothell on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you would scroll down and look for a post that talks about this yoga retreat.
Yeah. And, there right? are several,
and then if you click on that, you could register through that Facebook post.
Yeah, exactly. Two.
All right. And then you also could call.
What is it?
Well, we have some folks that don't do computers and stuff. You could call the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that number, 425...
I don't have it with me. I was not prepared for for this, but it's a very good question.
I just had it in my mind. I don't know why I'm facing it. 425-805-3700. I believe that's the number.
Okay.
It's normally in my brain. 425-805-3700. And that's the Blue Lotus Temple number and the office number. And you can call and sign up for the class in that way. So
yeah.
That's wonderful. And so anybody, if you do this retreat, you'll get to meet Vahini either in person at the yoga hall for the retreat or via the stream or Zoom on your computer from home. But it gives you all the options, whatever you're comfortable with. You've got choices here. So
mm-hmm.
Anything else, Vahini, that you know of coming up at Ananda that we should talk about?
I mean, spring, it's like so rich of incredible programs that I really don't know from where to start. So I might go very fast and just...
Yeah, why don't you just rattle off some of this stuff? Because I know we've got the spring equinox coming up, and isn't there something going on at the farm related to that probably, huh?
Yeah, so anyway, the first thing that comes to mind is that every second Sunday of the week, people is very welcome to bring their kids to the temple for, what do we call it, Circle of Joy. It's like a Sunday school, but it's not religious. We just explore values and positive qualities with the kids, so in fun ways. So practicing
Wonderful.
Yoga, games, meditation. And next week, there will be one of them at 10:30 during our service. And so anyone is welcome to bring their kids and even to stay and do the activities with us, because they are totally doable also for the parents. We do it together. So that's
wonderful. So you can come to service next Sunday and bring your kids, and there's a special Circle of Joy during the service for the children.
And the yoga hall. And the parents can stay, or they can attend the service if they want.
Yeah.
Or do whatever
Wonderful.
They like to do. And then there is a three-part workshop on April 2nd, the 9th, and the 23rd, and is on the energization exercises of Yogananda. It's a technique that is actually comes from ancient times. It was called Pranada. So it's a way that the yogis send energy to their bodies, to heal their bodies. And Yogananda created a system of 39 exercises that is said that brings harmony to the body, to the mind, and
yep.
to spiritual growth.
This is something really important, folks. Look for the energization class here. The best way to keep your body in shape. You are sort of in tune with this now, because you know the energization prayer I energize the love train with at the top of the hours? That's where this comes from. We learn this energization prayer that you do before you do these energization exercises. So I highly, highly recommend them. And we're almost out of time, Vahini, but have you got details on the equinox and the farm?
I don't have details on the Equinox, okay.
I think there is something going on. So check out AnandaFarms.com or AnandaWashington.org and look for the Equinox.
Yeah, it's usually a work day all together. Everybody's welcome. And then there is food all together. That is usually what we will do. Actually, I'm pretty sure that's the program.
All righty. Vahini, thank you so much for spending this time with us here on Sunday morning.
Thank you for inviting me. Yes.
I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, and bless you. And we will talk again soon. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All righty. That's going to wrap us up for today. I want to remind you that if you want to donate to helping the animals of Ukraine, okay, we got one international charity that we know is legit, and you can safely donate your money and it will go to the animals in Ukraine. The website is OIPA.org. OIPA.org. I'm going to have Rhonda put it up on current events, a link. So by later this afternoon, hopefully the link will be up on current events. Remember, next week is my third show with Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. And we will pick up where I left off, finish up with the food and stuff. Then we'll go through physical, medical supplement and all that kind of stuff that helps with behavior. Then we're going to do communicating with dogs, 101, everything you need to know. And we'll see how much we get through. So I hope you can join us then. And let's send our well wishes to Godfather, Uncle Nathan Miller. He'll be winging his way back to us this week. He'll be in the studio for us next week, and we'll have to congratulate him. And you know, we got to bow down. He's got Godfather music now. Yeah, okay, David's bowing down. So, as always, I leave you with animals have feelings, true. So, treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.